Good morning.
Morning, Malka.
Are you the first to arrive?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm only going to wait a little bit. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Atir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yudtap Tzadi. Ahavatinam. Unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Ufreshayim sin tetnun. Ra satan, erab satan. Rearrange the letters and it spells sha'ar katan, small gates. Reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Na gibor dor sheyehudha gevavat shamrem. Nun gimel galad yitav shin. Arnasa and healing. The letters of the month, the Dalit that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the scorpion. Together, the Dalit and the Nun spells the word Din in Hebrew, which means judgment. Permutation for the month of Cheshvan, that is still Rosh Chodesh, still the opportunity to control the month. Vav, Hey, Hey, Yud. Please join me in saying, singing, making this connection. Wah, Hey. Lamcha Pene Zochre kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah Yesod and its essence of being a foundation of creation, creativity, and sexuality. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akenu
has joined.
First two letters have a gematria of 400, Shin and Kuf, representing the four worlds in their completed state of 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. The last four letters connect to the same energy as the first verse, Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion is through injecting unconditional love in every step in our process. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, we will now say a L'shem Yehud, followed by the 16 verses, that is the second Aliyah, the second portion of the Parasha of Noah. These verses are in Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 to 16. The number 16 is the male energy of Hashem's name. The male energy means the sharing energy. And when we read these verses, you will begin to understand what this sharing represented in the frame of a flood. B'shem Yehud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'ahta L'shem Yudhei B'vavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino amadazai Elohindo aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Vayomer Adonai vaheheyo lenoach boata v'kol betcha el habneteva ki odcha Raiti tzadik lefanai bador hazeh. Mikol habehema ha-Torah tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishto min habehema asher lo Tehorahi Shanaim Ishvishto Gameof Ashamaim Shiva Shiva Zaharun Keva Behayotera Alpene Golha Kila yamim od shiva anochi mamtir al haaretz arbaim yom v'arbaim laila umachiti et kol hayukum asher asiti me'al p'nei ha'adamah v'yas noach b'kol asher tzivahu Adonai v'heheyo v'noach ben shesh me'od shana v'hamabul hayah Ma'im al haaretz Wayavo Noah Uvanavisto Unshevanavito El Hateva Mifne Me Hamabul Min Habehema Hatora Umin Habehema Asherin Natahora Umin Hao Vito Asheromes Al Hadama Shanaim Shanaim Bau El Noah El Hateva Zahar Unkeva Kasher Tziva Elohim Et Noah Vayehi Lishivat Hayamim Ume Hamabul Hayu Al Haaretz Bishnat Shesh Meot Shana Lechaye Noah Vachodesh Asheni Vashiva Asar Yom Lachodesh Vayom Hazeh Nivkeu Choma Ano Tehom Rabba Wa'arubot Hashamayim Niftachu Vayehi HaGeshem Al Haaretz Arbaim Yom V'Arbaim Laila Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Banoah V'Shem V'Cham V'Yafeh B'nei Noah Beishet Noah U'Shloshet Netzeshevanav Itam El Hateva Ema V'Kol Ha'aya Lemina V'Kol Ha'Behema Lemina V'Kol Ha'Remes Ha'Romes Al Ha'Retz Leminehu V'Kol Ha'o Leminehu Kol Tzipor Kol Kanaf Vayavo El Noah El Hateva Shanaim Shanaim Mikol Habasar Asher Bo Ruach Haim V'Habayim Zachar Ukeva Mikol Basar Ba'u Kasher Tziva Oto Elohim V'Yisgor Adonai Waheyo Lado. The English translation. Chapter 7, verse 1. And Elohim said to Noah, and Hashem said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, for it is you that I have seen as a righteous man before me in this generation. The question is, why did Hashem have to be the one to tell Noah to go into the ark? Wouldn't it be obvious to him that it was starting to rain and he'd been told that it's going to rain? And that's going to create a flood? Why is it necessary? Verse 2. 2, of all the clean animals, you shall take for yourself 7 pairs, a male and its mate. And of the animals that are clean, 2, a male and its mate. Why was it necessary to take 7 pairs of the clean animals and only 2 of the other animals? With what we know about genetics today, the idea of creating a species with a limited gene pool, even 7 different genes, would create a very difficult sustainability of that species. And this is true and proven true in the gene pool of the Ashkenazim, because essentially the Ashkenazim have been traced back to France, where there were 5 source pairs, 5 source husbands and wives. And the result of that is a gene pool with a significant number of recessive genes that create a limitation on the long-term viability of the Ashkenazi Jew. All the many different diseases that come from those recessive genes. And also of the fowl of the heavens, 7 pairs, male and female, to keep seed alive on the face of the earth. Now, fowl of the heavens typically would be considered birds. But we learned from code words in the Zohar that fowl represents angels as well as birds. And why would you need 7 pairs of the fowl if they are birds? Because some birds are not clean. They are not kosher. So this language is, the purpose behind 7 and 2 is very confusing. For in another 7 days I will make it rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will blot out all beings that I have made off the face of the earth. Why does he need to tell us that in 7 days he's going to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights? The number 7 connects to the energy of a week, of a Shabbat. But the Midrash explains that Methuselah, Noah's grandfather, had died on this day that he's telling him it's going to rain. And so the 7 days is where we receive the energy and the understanding of the Shiva, the mourning period of 7 days. And Noah did according to all that the Lord Hashem had commanded him. It's interesting to note, if you look at the Hebrew, the word command is the second to the last word. And it's tzadi vav, but then it's hey and vav. So how would you understand this? Tzav is command. Hey is the physical world. The vav is there on pin. But on a literal translation, it would be his command. gets very confusing if that is the translation, because it's saying Hashem, his command of Hashem, or Hashem is his command. There's a lot of interesting speculation that can come from these literal translations. Verse 6. And Noah was 600 years old, and the flood came about, water upon the earth. Why do we need to know that he was 600 years old? Some people will say we needed to know that to know how long it took him to plant the trees, to harvest those trees, and build the ark from the wood of those trees. Verse 7. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the flood waters. But it's really interesting to know, if we look at the Hebrew, the language is, when it's speaking about Noah and his wife, it first says Noah and his sons. No, it says Noah and his children and his wife, Ishto. And then it says his sons' wives. The translation is correct. I thought it was the same word for a single wife or the sons' wives, but it's different. It's the conjugation is different. Verse 8. Of the clean beasts and of the beasts that are not clean, and of the fowl and all that creeps upon the earth. Two by two they came to Noah into the ark, male and female, as Hashem had commanded Noah. Not Hashem, it's Elohim had commanded Noah. And you'll notice that it says Elohim et Noah. And from a grammatical standpoint, the end is appropriate because it's saying Noah isn't the subject of the verb of the verse, but the direct object. But Zohar tells us every time you see the word et aleph tetah, you're referring to the Shekhinah. You're referring to the endless vessel that has now become manifested upon the earth. That's us, human beings. So everything came two by two, but he said to bring seven of them if they were clean. But the clean animals came two by two, and we've learned from the Midrash and the children's tales that each pair of animals came directly to the ark, that it was a miracle, that it was Hashem directing them. Verse 10. And it came to pass after the 7 days that the flood waters were upon the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day all the springs of the great deep were split, and the windows of the heavens opened up. You know when the second month is? The second month is Taurus, the month of Iyar. So why does it say the 17th day of the month, and tradition says it's in Cheshvan as the second month? And the rain was upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Why are days mentioned first here when we know a day begins at night? On this very day, Noah came and Shem and Ham and Japheth, Noah's sons and Noah's wife and his sons, three wives with them into the ark. So there were eight human beings on the ark. They and every beast after its kind, and every domestic animal after its kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every fowl from it after its kind, every bird of every wing. If it's every fowl after its kind, why does it need to say bird separately? And they came to Noah to the ark, two by two, of all flesh in which there is the spirit of life. And to those who came, male and female of all flesh came, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut them in. I have a problem with this translation as the Lord shut them in. The Lord is Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey, or Vav Hey Yud today. But the word that's being translated as shut him in is Ba'ado. But there's no vowels in the Torah, as we know. And this verse, this word can be translated easily, clearly, as with his witness. What is the meaning of with his witness? Why do I say witness? Because Ayin Dalet is the word for witness. The bet at the beginning of the word means either in or with. And the vav at the end of the word is the third person pronoun, tis, the male. The Lord shut him in does not make sense. I do not perceive it. I looked up at it in the Google translation, and it's not coming from there. We have a little bit of time to do the 15th blessing, which is removing the bond of sleep from my eyes. Baruch Ata Adonai Waheheyo Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hama Avir Chevle Shena Meinai Numa Me'af Apai. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the world, who removes the bonds of sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. The Kabbalists have said that humanity has been asleep for 2,000 years. Unfortunately, some people live their entire lives being asleep. They never raise their level of consciousness and fail to effect true inner change. The Aramaic letters in this blessing help to awaken us from that coma. Science tells us we only use at most 10% of our brains. So literally we are asleep because we're not using our innate intelligence. And this verse, this bracha, helps us to do that. There is a note here to explain that this verse, this blessing, is not complete. We have to read the next section, which is a Vayahi, as we will discuss another day. Does anyone have any questions? Kodesh Tov to everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom. Thank you. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you. Take care, Malcolm.